Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Triposer, Fast 3D Object Reconstruction from a Single Image. Authored 2024 by Dmitry Tochilkin, David Pankratz, Zhexiang Lu, Zixuan Huang, Adam Letts, Yongguang Li, Ding Liang, Christian Lafort, Varun Jampani, Yan Pei Cao. Of these technologies can be found in the literature such as Reference 15 and Reference 22. To overcome the scarcity of 3D training data, recent efforts have explored utilizing 2D diffusion models to create 3D assets from text prompts, Reference 20, 21, 27, or input images, Reference 17, 23. Dream Fusion, Reference 20. A notable example, introduced score distillation sampling, SDS, employing a 2D diffusion model to guide the optimization of 3D models. This approach represents a pivotal strategy in leveraging 2D priors for 3D generation, achieving breakthroughs in generating detailed 3D objects. However, these methods typically face limitations with slow generation speed, due to the extensive optimization and computational demands, and the challenge of precisely controlling the output models. On the contrary, feed-forward 3D reconstruction models achieve significantly higher computational efficiency, 7, 8, 11 to 14, 17, 19, 24 to 26, 28, 31, 32, 35. Several recent approaches, Reference 11, 13, 14, 17, 24, 26, 28, 31, 35, along this direction have shown promise in scalable training on diverse 3D datasets. These approaches facilitate rapid 3D model generation through fast feed-forward inference and are potentially more capable of providing precise control over the generated outputs, marking a notable shift in the efficiency and applicability of these models. In this work, we introduce Triposer model for fast feedforward 3D generation from a single image that takes less than 0.5 seconds on an A100 GPU. Building upon the LRM, Reference 11, architecture, we introduce several improvements in terms of data curation and rendering, model design and training techniques. Experimental results demonstrate superior performance, both quantitatively and qualitatively, compared to other open-source alternatives. Figure 1 shows some sample results of the Triposer. Triposer is made available under the MIT license, accompanied by source code, the pre-trained model, and an interactive online demo. The release aims to enable researchers, developers, and creatives to advance their work with the latest advancements in 3D generative AI, promoting progress within the wider domains of AI, computer vision, and computer graphics. Next, we introduce the technical advances in our Triposer model, followed by the quantitative and qualitative results on two public datasets. 2. Triposer. Data and model improvements. The design of Triposer is based on the LRM, Reference 11, with a series of technical advancements in data curation, model and training strategy. We now give an overview of the model followed by our technical improvements. 2.1. Model overview. Similar to LRM, Reference 11, Triposer leverages the transformer architecture and is specifically designed for single image 3D reconstruction. It takes a single RGB image as input and outputs a 3D representation of the object in the image. The core of Triposer includes components, an image encoder, an image-to-triplane decoder, and a triplane-based neural radiance field, NERF. The image encoder is initialized with a pre-trained vision transformer model, DINOV1, Reference 1, which projects an RGB image into a set of latent vectors. These vectors encode the global and local features of the image and include the necessary information to reconstruct the 3D object. The subsequent image-to-triplane decoder transforms the latent vectors onto the triplane NERF representation, Reference 2. The triplane NERF representation is a compact and expressive 3D representation, well-suited for representing objects with complex shapes and textures. Our decoder consists of a stack of transformer layers, each with a self-attention layer and a cross-attention layer. The self-attention layer allows the decoder to attend to different parts of the triplane representation and learn relationships between them. The cross-attention layer allows the decoder to attend to the latent vectors from the image encoder and incorporate global and local image features into the triplane representation. Finally, the NERF model consists of a stack of multilayer perceptrons, MLPs, which are responsible for predicting the color and density of a 3D point in space. Instead of conditioning the image to triplane projection on camera parameters, we have opted to allow the model to guess the camera parameters, both extrinsics and intrinsics, during training and inference. This is to enhance the model's robustness to in-the-wild input images at inference time. By foregoing explicit camera parameter conditioning, our approach aims to cultivate a more adaptable and resilient model capable of handling a wide range of real-world scenarios without the need for precise camera information. The architecture's main parameters, such as the number of layers in the transformer, the dimensions of the triplanes, the specifics of the NeRF model, and the main training configurations, are detailed in Table 1. Compared to LRM, Reference 11, Tripasser introduces several technical improvements which we discuss next. 2.2. Data improvements. Recognizing the critical importance of data, we have incorporated two improvements in our training data collection. Data curation. By selecting a carefully curated subset of the Objiverse, Reference 4, dataset, which is available under the CC BY license, we have enhanced the quality of training data. Data rendering. We have adopted a diverse array of data rendering techniques that more closely emulate the distribution of real-world images, thereby enhancing the model's ability to generalize, even when trained exclusively with the Objiverse dataset. 2.3. Model and training improvements. Our adjustments aim to boost both the model's efficiency and its performance. Triplane channel optimization. The configuration of channels within the triplane NeRF representation plays an important role in managing the GPU memory footprint during both training and inference, due to the high computational cost of volume rendering. Moreover, the channel count significantly influences the model's capacity for detailed and high-fidelity reconstruction. In pursuit of an optimal balance between reconstruction quality and computational efficiency, experimental evaluations led us to adopt a configuration of 40 channels. This choice enables the use of larger batch sizes and higher resolutions during the training phase, while concurrently minimizing the memory requirements during inference. Mask loss. We incorporated a mask loss function during training that significantly reduces floater artifacts and improves the fidelity of reconstructions, local rendering supervision. Our model fully relies on rendering losses for supervision, thereby imposing a need for high-resolution rendering for our model to learn detailed shape and texture reconstructions. However, rendering and supervising at high resolutions, e.g., 512x512 or higher, can overwhelm computational and GPU memory loads. To circumvent this issue, we render 128x128 sized random patches from the original 512x512 resolution images during training. Crucially, we increase the likelihood of selecting crops that cover foreground regions, thereby placing greater emphasis on the areas of interest. This important sampling strategy ensures faithful reconstructions of object surface details, effectively balancing computational efficiency and reconstruction granularity. 3. Results. We quantitatively and qualitatively compare Tripasser to previous state-of-the-art methods using two different datasets with 3D reconstruction metrics. Evaluation datasets. We curate two public datasets, GSO, Reference 6, and OmniObject 3D, Reference 30, for evaluations. We identify that both datasets include many simple-shaped objects, e.g., box, sphere or cylinder, and can thus cause high validation bias towards these simple shapes. Therefore, we manually filter the datasets and select around 300 objects from each dataset to make sure they form a diverse and representative collection of common objects. 3D shape metrics. We extract the isosurface using marching cubes, Reference 18, to convert implicit 3D representations, such as NeRF, into meshes. We sampled 10K points from these surfaces to calculate the chamfer distance, CD, and FS-score, FS. Considering that some methods are not capable of predicting view-centric shapes, we use a brute force search approach to align the predictions with the ground truth shapes. We linearly search the rotation angle by optimizing for the lowest CD and further employ the iterative closest point, ICP, method to refine the alignment. Quantitative comparisons. We compare Tripasser with the existing state-of-the-art baselines on 3D reconstruction that use feed-forward techniques, including 12-345, Reference 16, triplane Gaussian, TGS, Reference 35, zero shape, Reference 13, and open LRM, Reference 10, 1. As shown in Table 2 and Table 3, our Tripasser significantly outperforms all the baselines, both in terms of CD and FS metrics, achieving the new state-of-the-art performance on this task. Performance versus runtime. Another key advantage of Tripasser is its inference speed. It takes around 0.5 seconds to produce a 3D mesh from a single image on an NVIDIA A100 GPU. Figure 2 shows a 2D plot of different techniques with inference times along the x-axis and the averaged F-score along the y-axis. The plot shows that Tripasser is among the fastest networks, while also being the best performing feed-forward 3D reconstruction model. Visual results. We further show the qualitative results of different approaches in Figure 3. Because some methods do not reconstruct textured meshes, we render Tripasser reconstructions both with and without vertex color for a better comparison. As shown in the figure, zero shape tends to predict over smooth shapes. TGS reconstructs more surface details, but these details sometimes do not align with the input. Moreover, both zero shape and TGS cannot output textured meshes directly too. On the other hand, 123-45 and OpenLRM predict textured meshes, but their SD1 we use the OpenLRM Large OBJ 1.0 model. 2TGS leverages 3DGS to represent 3D objects. We follow the paper and utilize their auxiliary point cloud outputs to reconstruct the surface. However, it is non-trivial to reconstruct textures on meshes, e.g., directly taking vertex colors from the nearest Gaussian leads to noisy textures. 4. Mated shapes are often inaccurate. Compared to these baselines, Tripasser demonstrates a high reconstruction quality for both shape and texture. Our model not only captures a better overall 3D structure of the object, but also excels at modeling several intricate details. 4. Conclusion. In this report, we present an open-source feedforward 3D reconstruction model, Tripasser. The core of our model is a transformer-based architecture developed upon the LRM network, reference 11, together with substantial technical improvements along multiple axes. Evaluated on two public benchmarks, our model demonstrates state-of-the-art reconstruction performance with high computational efficiency. We hope Tripasser empowers researchers and developers in developing more advanced 3D generative AI models. Acknowledgements. Tripa AI. We extend our sincere gratitude to Yuan Chen Guo and Zixin Zhou for their critical roles in coding, demo development, and experimentation. We also thank Peng Wang for his insightful discussions, Dihu Wang for preparing the datasets for model validation, and Sienna Huang for managing communication within our collaboration. Tian Dowell and Ella Irwin for their help in various aspects of the model development, collaboration and release. We also thank Vikram Valetti for helpful discussions and Eric Kordemansch for his help with visual results. References. Reference 1. Matilda Karen, Hugo Tuvron, Ashan Misra, Hervé Jagau, Julian Myrl, Peter Bianovsky, and Armand Julin. Emerging Properties in Self-Supervised Vision Transformers. In Proceedings of the International Conference on Computer Vision, ICCV, 2021. 2. Reference 2. Eric R. Chan, Connor Z. Lin, Matthew A. Chan, Koki Nagano, Boxiao Pan, Shalini DeMello, Orazio Gallo, Leonidas J. Guibas, Jonathan Tremblay, Samay Kamis, et al. Efficient Geometry Aware 3D Generative Adversarial Networks. In Proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, pages 16123, 16133, 2022. 2. Reference 3. Eric R. Chan, Koki Nagano, Matthew A. Chan, Alexander W. Bergman, Jung Jun Park, Axel Levy, Mika Aitala, Shalini DeMello, Taro Karas, and Gordon Wettstein. GenVs. Generative Novel View Synthesis with 3D-Aware Diffusion Models. In Archive, 2023. 1. Reference 4. Matt Deitke, Dustin Schwenk, Jordi Salvador, Luca Wise, Oscar Michel, Eli Vanderbilt, Ludwig Schmidt, Kiana Asani, Aniruddha Kembhavi, and Ali Farhadi. Objiverse. A universe of annotated 3D objects. In Proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, pages 13142, 13153, 2023. 1, 2. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.